Attorney General Joe Foster told lawmakers about a family friend who found out her child was struggling with heroin addiction. Several other people spoke out about their own experiences with drug use, stressing the importance of expanding recovery services throughout New Hampshire. New Futures Director Linda Saunders-Paquette read from the obituary of a 22-year-old who died in October after trying unsuccessfully to find the medical detox services he needed. The first responders who are dealing with drug issues here said it's taking a toll on them, too. Here's Christopher Hickey with the Manchester Fire Department.
This is something that's draining on our time. It's draining on our conscience. We're seeing the same people day in and day out. The fact that there isn't some place for these people to go to get the treatment that they need to kick this and to aid in their recovery is frustrating beyond belief for all of us.
Over the next month, a state task force will review proposals focusing on different aspects of the opioid epidemic in New Hampshire. The members aim to settle on an initial set of recommendations by December 21st and a final report by early January. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.